love that feel my heaven. I believe I'm sinking down.
Hello and speedy delivery. This is Mr. McFeely from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, and I'm in Pittsburgh. I always listen to WRCT right here in Pittsburgh. Speedy delivery to you.
If I ever get any money, I'm get my record all straight. I'm going to put my money in one of these food V8. I want a V8, V8, right out my lead. Now, Sue, somewhere in Charleston, and I know she's about to be convinced. If the Lord in heaven would let me, I'd marry Miss Etta Prince. She's a lady, lady, oh lady. I'm going right to Mr. John Henry, Mr. John Henry Ford, and get right down on my knee. I'm going to ask them, Captain, please hire me if you please. Sing on the radio, radio, radio. Now rock it by, little baby. Want to close your pretty blue eyes. Now set up in your cradle and watch the boat go by. Oodley, oodley, oodley. Now listen to me, mother. My loved one, now don't you cry. Stay right in your piazza,
and watch the folks go by.
A little something by the Cedar Creek Chic. They're called Watch the Fords Go By. That's from a collection called Blind Boy Fuller, volume number 2. So while the collection...
Just like we think our pets do funny things, they probably think the same about us. Like, why do we talk incessantly to those things we call cell phones, or why do we always hide their toys in the same place? But despite any funny habits you may have, a shelter pet will love you no matter what. A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt, brought to you by WRCT and the shelterpetproject.org. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. That was For Your Entertainment by Adam Lambert. I'm Elisha Jimenez. This is Not Helpful Studying Music. And today, I've got a special treat for all of you. I got a guest with me, Grace Conard. Am I saying that right?
Yes, you are.
Okay, yeah. That's thankfully, I'm saying that right. That would have been embarrassing. So, as you might know, or you might not know, because I'm new to this, I have themes every week. And this week, we're doing a theme of songs from people who came from American Idol, and I think that's pretty self-explanatory. So with that, I'll just let you enjoy the next song, which is Sweet Serendipity by Lee DeWise, who was the winner of season 9. Grace, have you watched American Idol?
I have watched American Idol. I watch all of the Voice shows.
Really? All of them?
Yes. America's Got Talent, The Voice, American Idol.
We're going to have a competition over who knows more about these shows, but I'll let you listen to the next song, Sweet Serendipity.
Stretched too far, and now they're weak at the seams. I can't see what's next, and I got nothing up my sleeve. But I don't lose my head, 'cause it ain't really up to me. Yeah, and I'm doing just fine, I'm always riding on my feet. In the nick of time, I'm out of skin of my teeth. I ain't gonna stress, 'cause the worst ain't happened yet. Something's watching over me like sweet serendipity. I love what I got. Don't need to play the lottery. I just wanna be strong at the end of the road. I don't want to hold on. I want the strength to let go. And I'm doing just fine. I'm always riding on my feet. In the nick of time, I'm out of skin of my teeth. I ain't gonna stress, 'cause the worst ain't happened yet. Something's watching over me like sweet serendipity. What will be, will be. In the nick of time, I'm out of skin. Stress, 'cause the worst ain't happened yet. Something's watching over me like sweet serendipity. Fine, I'm always landing on my feet. In the nick of time, my skin and my teeth. I ain't gonna stress, 'cause the worst ain't happened yet. Something's watching over me. And I'm doing just fine, I'm always landing on my feet. In the nick of time, my skin and my teeth. I ain't gonna stress, 'cause the worst ain't happened yet. Something's watching over me.
Alright, that was Sweet Serendipity. Now you're about to hear some Jordan Sparks.
To happen. slow dancing with a bleach blonde tramp, and she's probably getting thirsty. Right now, he's probably buying her some fruity little drink, cause she can't shoot whiskey. Right now, he's probably up behind her with a pool stick, showing her how to shoot a combo. And he don't know. Trash version of Shania karaoke. Right now, she's probably saying I'm drunk, and he's thinking that he's gonna get lucky. Right now, he's probably dabbing on $3 worth of that.
Carrie Underwood, Before He Cheats. Carrie Underwood was the winner of season four of American Idol. And before that, you heard One Step at a Time, which was Jordan Sparks, the winner of season six. Grace, how's it going right now?
It's going pretty well.
I heard you singing along to the Carrie Underwood
song.
How
can you not?
I mean, I don't know. I'm pretty sure everyone listening was also singing along. So... Grace is both a pusher and a driver for CIA's buggy team that just happened last week. And I got to ask you this. This is my most pressing question, and it's going to go downhill from here. What's it like being inside of the buggy?
It's tight, I would say. You definitely have to be little, and it actually depends a lot on which team you're in and which buggy you're in, how tight exactly it is. Definitely visibility is a little weird. Like having the steering system right in front of your face, you're actually laying in the buggy like head first and your arms are in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a really weird feeling as opposed to like being in a car or something. But it's super fun. It's a huge adrenaline rush once you actually get going downhill. I don't know if you know how buggy works, but basically you have people pushing you for some of the hills. And then there's this big free roll downhill part where there's nobody pushing because they couldn't keep up.
Right. So like how do you actually know how fast the buggy goes?
I want to say it gets up to like 40 miles an hour when it gets up to its fastest point, which
right.
is like in the downhill. And then there's this big turn.
So basically they do this at CMU's carnival every year, and they get people who like Grace who are willing to.
Short people like me.
Get inside of this buggy that goes 40 miles per hour downhill. And basically, why did you join buggy?
It was actually one of those things that I kind of jokingly said when I was thinking of coming to CMU, you know, and when I was evaluating all my different school options and I took a tour for CMU, I learned about this crazy sport that we have here. Mm-hmm. And they said, you know, if you're shorter than 5'2", you're probably going to get recruited for buggy. And I said, oh my gosh, a school that appreciates short people, how cool.
Did you get recruited?
I did. I was joking with my friends about it before coming to CMU. I thought, oh my gosh, I'm going to go to CMU. I'm going to be a buggy driver. How fun. I told my parents, but I just went to an info session when I came here, like by chance. Wow. And they said, hey, you're short. Plus, we really like you, so we want you to be a part of our team.
And, oh, so the people who said that were CIA's buggy team.
Yes, I definitely, like, fell in love with the team. Everybody was so nice.
What about the team, that team in particular, like, drew you to that team?
I mean, all the teams are great. I think what really drew me to their team was I connected really well with, like, the chair and the head driver. They were super welcoming, and they actually had a social event, like, that night that I was considering being a buggy driver. And when I went to the social event, every single person knew my name. They're like, oh my gosh, Grace, you might be our new driver. And it was coming in as a freshman, knowing nobody. That was so cool.
That sense of community, like, it definitely stayed with that experience after you joined the team, or was that part of recruiting?
No, definitely. I think, well, when you wake up with people at 4 a.m., you have this kind of shared, I don't want to call it misery, but it's like waking up at 4 a.m. is definitely a struggle for us all, and it bonds us really close being there, being out every weekend morning.
So I guess, so you're both a pusher and a driver.
I'm actually not a pusher.
Oh, you're not, wait.
I was going to be, briefly, for race day, kind of against my will.
Wait, so you were recruited as a driver, and then there's got to be a story here. Who tells you?
So basically, I was recruited to be a driver. I never had an intent to be a pusher. I don't like running. I don't like pushing. Not my thing. But they
needed. You sound like you'd be a great pusher.
No, they needed extra pushers for the women's D team, mm-hmm. And so all of a sudden, the chair of my team just put me on. And then he asked another driver, "Hey, do you want to be a pusher?" And she goes, "Not really." And he goes, "Don't worry, Grace is doing it too." And I go, "No, what am I?" And he goes, "Don't worry, the other driver's doing it too."
Wow.
So he kind of like swindled us both into doing it. But unfortunately, I was more nervous for that than driving, to be quite honest. Because when you're in the buggy, nobody sees you. But when you're a pusher, like you're on display, you know, it's very direct. But I actually could not push because the heat that I was supposed to push was right after my driving heat. Mm-hmm. So thankfully, I got out of that one.
And I guess I imagine that like when you're more comfortable with the team, you feel safer inside of this buggy.
Oh, definitely, I feel safe. Like, they've showed me a lot of the safety mechanisms and things like that. I know it varies a little bit for each team, and there are some things that are standard, but I've always felt safe with my team, and they've always been super comforting. Like, as soon as I kind of get out of the buggy, they shower me with blankets and hugs and things like that. It's very nice.
Yeah, you're the hero. You're like a hero on our campus.
It's a small community of us buggy drivers.
Yeah, so. And I think a lot of people have, I mean, do you think a lot of people have the same kind of experience where they get on, they get recruited by one team and then they just like join that team? Because, you know, there are so many teams and I would think that you have all kinds of options, but.
Right. I mean, of course, like I was interested in this and I did look into a few teams. I think at the end of the day, it's really just about who you connect with because, you know, you are making a really big commitment to wake up at 4 a.m. every weekend morning. These are the people that you're going to bond with. You're going to go out to breakfast with after. And it's just important that you're close with them. So that was like the number one criteria for me. Also, depending on if you fit in the team's buggies is another thing, I suppose.
Really?
Yeah, I'm actually one of the biggest drivers on my team. I'm like on the upper side of 5'1", 5'1 and 3/4".
I mean, yeah, it's tall, very, very tall.
Yes, so tall, I know. But yeah, as in terms of drivers go, I guess I am on the taller end. So
wow.
I fit into some but not others.
I don't want to sound too surprised, but so I guess how are roles? I mean, you mentioned that you wake up at 4 in the morning, and I actually have sweet mates who, shout out to them if they're listening, who I watched wake up at these early times and I'd be going to bed and they're going to sleep.
No, sometimes I wake up and my friends, since it's like a weekend night, my friends will be out just hanging out or they'll be coming back from a party or something. And I'll just be waking up and we'll have a little breakfast together. like I'll pour some Lucky Charms and we'll have our little breakfast and they send me off and they go to bed and I go to Buggy.
It's like dinner for them.
Yeah, basically.
And so when you were doing roles, did you have to balance being a driver and a pusher, or were you just really focused on the driving?
Definitely the driving. No, I had never practiced pushing ever. And really? All of a sudden, they were going to put me on it. And I said, I've never even tried to push one with, like, a person in it.
I mean, I'm sure you'd do great, honestly. Like, you guys should have heard her singing the Carrie Underwood song before he cheats, by the way. I don't know if I said the name of it. Cool. I have more questions, and we're going to keep this conversation going with Grace. But first, let's hear another. Should we hear another song?
Yes,
yeah,
of
let's
course.
Do it. If I can get my computer to.
Happy Easter, everybody.
Oh, happy Easter. Great. Grace is a natural at this. All right. So, the next song is Gone, Gone, Gone by Philip Phillips, who was the winner of the 11th season of American Idol. And that show is still running. So it's in, what season do you think it's in now?
Gosh, they've got to be at least in the 20s. I don't know.
Probably. All right. Let's play Gone, Gone, Gone.
When life leaves you high and dry, I'll be at your door tonight. If you need help, if you need help, I'll shut down the city lights. I'll lie, cheat, I'll beg and bribe to make you well, to make you well. When enemies are at your door, I'll carry you away from war. If you need help, if you need help, your hope dangling by a string, I'll share in your suffering to make you well, to make you well. Give me reasons to believe that you would do the same for me, and I would do it for you. You're gone, gone, gone. When you fall like a statue, I'm gonna be there to catch you, put you on your feet, you on your feet. And if your well is empty, not a thing will prevent me. Tell me what you need, what do you need? I surrender honestly. I will do it for you. You're gone, gone, gone. You're my backbone, you're my cornerstone, you're my crutch when my legs stop moving. You're my head start, you're my rugged heart, you're the pulse that I've always needed. Like a drum, baby, don't stop beating. Like a drum, baby, don't stop beating. Like a drum, baby, don't stop beating. Like a drum, my heart never stops beating for you. Stops beating for you, and long after you're gone, 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 I'll love you long after you're gone, gone, gone.
Guys, Grace knew that song too. It's like
I know all the songs.
It was wild. That was Gone, Gone, Gone by Philip Phillips. Grace, you're so involved in so many different things. And you still have time to learn songs, apparently. But one of those things is, so we talked about Buggy. you also are involved in the Treble Makers.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes, I am. That's an acapella team.
It's an acapella. It's So did you do any organized like singing activities before coming to CMU? Was that like your first experience?
Yeah, so I did do a lot of organized singing. I've basically been singing my whole life. I got involved in musical theater when I was 5 years old. I was Cindy Lou Who in an adult production of Seussical. And I had no idea how auditions worked at the time. I just kind of bounced around the house saying, I'm going to be Cindy Lou Who, I'm going to be Cindy Lou Who. And I didn't realize you had to, like, audition for that. But I was by far the youngest there, and I actually ended up getting it. So that was my huge introduction to musical theater and singing and dancing and acting. And I continued it basically throughout my life. And I knew that coming to college, I had to do some form of singing. I definitely want to do some Scotch and Soda shows eventually. I haven't gotten involved in any yet, but I would love to in the future. And so far, I just knew that I needed a singing outlet. And so I auditioned for some of the a cappella teams. I really like the Troublemakers and got involved. It's been a great time ever since.
I guess, how do you balance all of it, though? Like, there's Buggy, which is probably ruining your sleep schedule. And then there's then there's a cappella. How do you balance all of it?
Yeah, I mean, I actually have a cappella right after this. And I am involved in a couple other activities, too. Those are kind of like my fun out there activities. I'm a business student, so I'm also involved in the Carnegie Mellon Business Association, as well as the American Marketing Association and AKSI. And so definitely it's kind of been a lot to balance those, but I really prioritize like getting involved in activities. And, you know, of course I'm here for academics, but
Right. But
I really love like getting involved in all those different communities. So I think just enjoying my relationships with all the people around me in all those activities really makes it all worth it. And if I ever forget about those, then I'll think of Buggy, be like, oh, why am I waking up so early this morning? Or a cappella, like, why am I taking my Friday night to go perform? But at the same time, I look at how much I enjoy it and how much I enjoy being with the people, and it's all worth it. And then all of a sudden, I magically make time, you know?
Yeah, I mean, is there any, like, songs you've done lately that you've really liked?
Ooh, yes, we've done some interesting songs. We just learned Ordinary-ish People, and it has a lot of interesting musical parts. I want to say it's a trumpet that goes like, wa-na-na-na-na-na-na-da-da-da. And it was really interesting because since it's a cappella, we have to make all those sounds
right. Just
with our mouths, like no instruments. So that was definitely an interesting thing for the arranger. Our arrangers are amazing. I have no idea.
Are they students?
I want to say yes, or potentially like grad students. We have a few arrangers.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, it's super cool to see how all of those different sounds that are like in the original song translate into an a cappella version.
Right. Yeah, I mean, we love grad students here, by the way.
yes, we also did Coloring Outside the Lines. I forget who that's by offhand.
And so, okay, so you have all these business clubs and a cappella and Buggy. And then I saw you're also a really avid golfer.
Where did you find this out?
That's not important.
Yeah, my social media probably has that.
Yeah.
Yes, I do enjoy golfing. I'm not on the golf team here or anything, but it's just kind of something I enjoy free time.
How do you develop that interest?
My parents are actually golfers, which I think like helps get me into it. You know, when they would tee up their ball, like where the actual tee box is, they would tee up my ball about 30 yards from the green and give me a driver and be like, whack at it, see what happens.
Yeah, shout out Grace's parents.
Shout out my parents. But yeah, it was a fun time, and eventually they put me in lessons, and that's where I actually started getting good. So I played in the high school team.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I played varsity in high school, and it was really fun, like, traveling with the team. I debated doing, like, golf here as well, but as you know, I'm quite involved already, so I think that was something, like, maybe later I'll try for, but I do have my clubs here.
You
at
do.
Carnegie Mellon. Yes, I have yet to use them, but if anybody would like to go golfing, let me know.
You have, maybe I might take you up on that offer. Do you have any, I guess, summer plans to do you plan on staying, I guess, as busy as you are now in the summer, or do you plan on, like, using it to really, like, relax?
I'd say I'm pretty excited to relax. Definitely stay quite busy here, but at the same time, I do like to stay busy over the summer. I'm going to be kind of furnishing the condo that my friend and I just bought. So homeowner. We're excited to do that. And then also I have an internship for the summer. So that'll be fun, but it's a remote internship. Also, I never got the chance to work during high school. You know, I'm fortunate that my parents always supported me. But at the same time, I would love to just have kind of a working job in addition to my internship because it's unpaid. So I think my best friend and I are going to go work at like the ice cream shop back home. Just
That's
something
nice.
Fun where we get to see a lot of people, talk, and enjoy our summer.
And eat ice cream.
And eat ice cream. You know, that's...
What's your favorite flavor? I'm sorry.
Ooh.
We can't have more than 5 seconds of silence, so I'm gonna keep talking while you think about it.
I'd probably say cookies and cream. Also, I love, there's this flavor called grasshopper. It's like...
Grasshopper?
Do you know grasshopper?
No.
Oh, it's like mint chocolate chip, but it's also cookies and cream.
Oh.
Mint cookies and cream.
That sounds fantastic. So, in the summer, you're definitely going to do a lot of golfing. You're going to have this ice cream shop job. You have an internship. It sounds like you're having a pretty busy summer.
Yes, but it's like a relaxing busy, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And it's only 2 weeks away. Would you consider doing a show on WRCT?
Sure, of course.
I mean, yeah, you're quite a natural at it. And speaking of shows, I'm going to tell you right now about another show on WRCT. A minute pause. It's a small, almost insignificant space. A minute pause is 60 seconds of space. Get it straight with a minute pause. Tuesdays, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. only on WRCT Pittsburgh. Let's keep it going with the music. This next song is another song by Adam Lambert, who actually did not win American Idol. He was the runner-up, but he's had quite a... You look surprised by that, Grace.
I don't know.
It is kind of surprising because he has had quite a successful career after that. He was the runner-up of Season 8. This is What Do You Want From Me?
You down. sorry. You're standing at my door. Guess this means you take back all you said before. Like how much you wanted anyone but me. Said you never come back, but here you are again. 'Cause we belong together now. Yeah. Forever united here somehow. Yeah. You got a piece of me. And honestly, my life was a good without you. Maybe I was stupid for telling you goodbye. Maybe I was wrong for trying to pick a fight. I know that I've got issues, but you're pretty messed up too. Either way, I found out I'm nothing without you. 'Cause we belong together now. Yeah. Forever united here somehow. Yeah. You got a piece of me. And honestly, my life was a good thing without you.
Being with you is so dysfunctional. I really shouldn't miss you, but I can't let you go.
When somebody says your name, in my stomach there's a pain.
See you walk in my direction, I go the other way.
I start to stutter when I speak.
Try to stand but my knees go weak.
What's happening to me? In the dark, can you tell me what it means?
I lay my head on my pillow, staring out the window, wishing the star for a sign.
I get nervous when you call,
so I say I'm not home.
I see your face and I hear my favorite song. Should I send an email at home?
You're the number one topic on the phone.
I wonder if you know, or do you have a clue?
Yeah,
I lay my head on my pillow. You got me staring out the window.
Ooh,
we're showing a star for a sign. What's the reason?
That was Fantasia with When I See You. Fantasia was the winner of season 3 of American Idol today on my show, Not Helpful Studying Music. We're playing songs from American Idol. And the next song is from an R&B singer. Grace, do you like R&B?
I do like R&B.
Oh, well, you might like
I
this.
I like lots of types of music.
Yeah, you might like this one. This one is Ruben Studdard's Together.
Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Spack Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Spack Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. Spack Brothers is committed to safety during the ongoing pandemic by providing online ordering and payment, as well as contact-free pickup. You can learn more about online ordering at www.spacbros.com, and we'll receive a text message when your food is ready to pick up. For more information, call 412-362-SPAC, S-P-A-K, or visit their website at spacbrothers.com. That's 412-362-7725 or spakbrothers.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRTC, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Yes, and I'm a New Yorker, so you should definitely trust me on pizza advice, even though Grace is the one who just said it. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, and the next song is Ladies in the 90s by Lauren Elena, who, Grace, what season did Lauren Elena, I believe, was a winner?
What season did Lauren?
You have no idea. You're the super fan.
Runner up of season 10.
Not the winner. All right. Well, here is Ladies in the 90s.
Turn it up, and then I lose it. I was raised on radio waves, where the ladies dominated. Sometimes I close my eyes and just replay it. I just wanna feel like ladies in the 90s. Turn the dial and find me some strawberry wine, so I can sing all night long, acting like I'm Britney. Come on, baby, hit me just one more. After school, learning all my moves on MTV. They weren't afraid to make a statement. That's what I call entertainment. All those women paved the way for me. Yeah, Southern twang, teaser bass. I was matching all the lipstick. Close my eyes all the time. I wish I could relive.
Understanding your finances is a key to a strong financial future. And good financial decisions don't have to be big or overwhelming. Little things like putting money into a savings account every paycheck or paying down your credit card each month can go a long way to getting you on the right financial track. So don't be the one who makes bad decisions and gets left behind. Visit feedthepig.org for tools and tips to get started on the path to financial stability. This message brought to you by the American Institution of CPAs and WRCT.
And Grace and I are both business majors, so we are experts on finance. Experts on financial advice. Grace, I have a question. Today we're doing songs from American Idol, but all of our songs have been from contestants. Do you think that judges count, or should we stick to contestants?
I think we can go to judges,
too. You think we? All right. This next song is probably one of my favorite songs from an American Idol judge, from Paula Abdul. It's Straight Up. We're going to try something in sync right now. Are you ready? Wait, ready, Grace?
Yep.
All right. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. Yeah, that was fantastic. All right, so we're gonna have the last two songs of the day. The next one is another Jordan Sparks song, because Jordan Sparks is amazing. This is Tattoo. The next song is a request from Grace over here. It's going to be the last song of the day, and it reminds you of a cappella, you say?
Yes, it's a Pitch Perfect. It's in the movie Pitch Perfect. That's an a cappella movie.
The last song, I'll play it. It's a pretty famous song, but what's that curious noise? Tune in to Noise Theory to find out and discover new and disruptive sounds Sundays at 1. It's up next with Liz Mayday right here on WRCT. Stay tuned. I hear it's going to be a great show today. This last song is from the movie Pitch Perfect. Kelly Clarkson, Since You've Been Gone. Grace, you've been